Okay, we can text. That's fine. If the talkback's not functioning, we're good. Oh, no, you'll play the pregame. That's fine. And I do have a countdown on each one, so like just a 3-2-1. And I'm going to test one other thing right now. Mic check for the web stream. Okay, we're good there too. Okay. All right, then just give me a go. And I think post game I will I'll play the highlights. I can cut the highlights here. And a pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. And for the first time this season, we are on the radio on ESPN 1430 tonight. And, of course, our friends at Stream Guys as well. So wouldn't you know it, the place that seldom would get rain during the baseball season. And guess what is happening tonight? We are on a little late because of a rain delay. So the first pitch tonight is scheduled now for 7:30, the ground screw re-tarping the field. The tarp had been on the field for much of the afternoon. Right now they are resurfacing or re-tarping the field, but the last word we heard was that we are still scheduled to go for a first pitch of 7:30. So it's game three of this scheduled six-game series, the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm and the hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Last night, Lake Elsinore, an 8-6 win. Tuesday night, it was a Fresno 6-5 win. So this series so far is 1-1. Lake Elsinore comes in tonight, 6 wins and 5 losses. Meanwhile, Fresno comes in at 7-4. So both teams tied for first in their respective divisions, Lake Elsinore in the south and Fresno in the north. So a cool, overcast, and slightly rainy night for baseball here in downtown Fresno. But again, what should have been a 6:50 p.m. first pitch right now is scheduled for a 7:30 commencement. The pitching matchup tonight for the Lake Elsinore Storm, we're going to see the native of Venezuela in Iro Iriarte. Iriarte is a 20-year-old right-hander. And this year, Iriarte comes in with a record of 1 win and no losses. And so far, 6 innings this year. He's only given up 1 hit. He has struck out 10 and no runs, so very impressive numbers thus far. Meanwhile, for Fresno, the Grizzlies will counter with left-hander Evan Shaver. And coming off his Fresno debut last week at San Jose, 5 shutout innings, giving up just a couple of hits, a walk, and he struck out 5. So he gets the baseball tonight. So I know it's very early, but both pitchers have had good starts so far this season. And or in case of Iriarte, this will be his first start, but he's had a couple of good relief appearances. So again, game three of this scheduled six-game series. Tomorrow, 6:50. And then Friday we go, or tomorrow is Friday. Saturday then we go at 6:50. Sunday is a 1:05 p.m. first pitch. And a reminder that Saturday night we are also back on the radio on ESPN 1430. So that will be this year. We'll obviously keep everyone posted on when we will be on the radio. But tonight our first radio broadcast of 2022, and exciting to partner with ESPN and Fat Dogs. Because we're on a bit early tonight, normally we're going to go with a half-hour pregame shows when we're on the radio because we want to give you as many interviews as possible. So tonight we're going to have a couple of interviews. Our first interview is going to be Grizzlies manager Robinson Cancel, who returns to Fresno for his second season as manager. Robinson led the Grizzlies to a division title last year and a playoff appearance. And Robinson feels that it's going to be the same thing this year. A little different club so far the first 11 games. Not as much speed, but this ball club he feels is going to be more depth for power and a gap-to-gap offense. Robinson Gansel will talk about that, kind of give a general overview of what he has seen so far through the first 11 games. And then the second interview we'll play during the pregame show is Johnny Bravo, second year as Grizzlies marketing manager. And I find second year really is his third year, but since we didn't have a 2020, really a second season where we've had fans a chance to really market the team. And we'll talk more about Johnny Bravo's interview throughout the broadcast. Let's take a break right now. So we have back at the studio, Jose is back at the studio. Jose, why don't we take a break, and then I will have another update for you when we get back. So, folks, let's give you another update when we get back. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com and ESPN 1430.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please. Tonight's contest between the Fresno Grizzlies and Lake Elsinore Storm has been postponed due to inclement weather. Once again, tonight's contest has been postponed due to the weather. Tonight's matchup will be made up as part of a doubleheader on Sunday, featuring 2 7-inning games, with game one beginning at 12 p.m. Tickets for the season's game can be redeemed at any Grizzlies game during the 2022 season, excluding the 4th of July. The Fresno Grizzlies will be back in action tomorrow night with a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Make sure to arrive early because tomorrow night is such a truck and it's Friday night fireworks. Please drive home safely, have a pleasant evening, and go Grizzlies!
we're playing the interviews right now on the radio anyway.
Oh, cool.
Because we've already done them. They're more geared for tonight. And your interview is most, well, the one I did with Robbie, just kind of a general review of the first 11 mm-hmm. games. I want to at least get some sort of something on the radio involving the Grizzlies tonight.
That's amazing. Thank you.
So I've not announced on the radio yet. I mean, board off knows. But anyway, because I do the interviews otherwise, then you know, it's like they're done. Let's get them out on the radio.
Yeah. You're going to turn this off. What's when it? You leave.
Oh, yeah. We're
the red button. Right?
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you, Doug.
All right, guys. Thanks.
We will see you tomorrow.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Your truck pulling.
So I thank Robinson Cancel, the Grizzlies manager, for joining us tonight on the pregame show here on 1430 ESPN. Unfortunately, there will be no game tonight. I know I came on a few minutes ago, said everything was good to go at 7:30. The tarp was off the field, And then they sometimes will put the tarp back on for a few moments just to let some of the water out. But it is really pouring, and I guess both parties said, you know what, if it was going to continue to rain, we wouldn't have been able to go by 7:30. So, as it turns out, there will be no game tonight, and I just found out moments ago, pretty much minutes or seconds before the interview got played. So what we're going to do, since we were supposed to have this time anyway for the game, I know you just heard Robinson Cancel. That's still applicable for tonight because it's just kind of an overview of the first 11 games, what he has noticed about the team. So we are going to still have a regular, what would have been pregame show, our regular interview segment tonight. Part two of our pregame show, Johnny Bravo, again in his third year as marketing manager of the Fresno Grizzlies. Johnny is a Fresno State alum. He's from the Bay Area originally. But Johnny will join us momentarily. We'll talk about the new video board we have out in left center field, our new LED lighting system, and some of the upcoming promotions on this homestand, definitely still applicable. Before we go to the interview, I do want to mention, as I said, we have been rained out tonight. This game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on Sunday. Now, you'll see the Sunday schedule, it says 1:05. Let's bump that up till noon. We're going to start at noon on Sunday. There will be 2 7-inning games. So a 12 o'clock start, I don't know if it's going to be 12 o'clock or 12:05, but anyway, it's going to be right around noon on Sunday. So come on out Sunday. And those of you who had tickets for tonight's game, you can exchange them for any other game you want, any other Grizzly home game you want, except the 4th of July. So if you want to come out and exchange it for Sunday and watch two games, since you're going to be here anyway tonight, you can do that. You can exchange those tickets. But as I said, there will be no baseball tonight. Other thing I hope what we can do is maybe make up, because we do owe you, of all nights, our first radio game this year. We will be back on the radio Saturday. Hopefully we will be able to make up this radio game with another radio game down the line. But anyway, that is the deal. So no game tonight, doubleheader Sunday at noon, 2 7-inning games starting at noon on Sunday. And again, if you had a ticket for tonight's game, you can exchange it for any other Grizzly home game this year except for the 4th of July. Now we're going to have Jose play our interview with Johnny Bravo. Again, he will talk about the promotions on this homestand and, again, some of the new features, the new video board, and the new LED lights at Chancy Park. So, Jose, why don't we cue up Johnny Bravo? So I thank Johnny Bravo for joining us, as well as Robinson Cancel. Johnny Bravo, the Grizzlies' third-year marketing manager, and, of course, Robinson Cancel, second season as Fresno Grizzlies manager. Doug Greenwald back with you here on 1430 ESPN. And, again, tonight's game has been rained out. So we will have a doubleheader for you on Sunday. The first game will be at 12 o'clock. There will be 2 7-inning games with about a half-hour break in between. And then our next radio broadcast will be on Saturday night with a 6:20 pregame and a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. And again, those of you who had tickets for tonight's Grizzlies game, you can exchange them for another Grizzly home game this year, except for the 4th of July. So that'll do it for tonight. I want to thank Jose back at the studio and everybody at 1430 ESPN, and obviously the Fresno Grizzlies front office and Fresno Grizzlies. .com. Our next broadcast, we will be back web only tomorrow, and that will be a 6:35 p.m. Pregame or thereabout, and a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. I've not heard exactly what the pitching matchups will be. I would guess that whoever was supposed to go tonight will go tomorrow, so we'll guess that it'll be right-hander, the Venezuelan of Iriarte, and the left-hander will oppose Fresno right-hander Evan Shovner. So that will likely be the, I'm guessing, the pitching matchup tomorrow. Iriarte at 1-0, and for Lake Elsinore, and Shovner 1-0 for Fresno. And again, FresnoGrizzlies.com for tomorrow night, and then we're right back on the radio on Saturday night. So again, we've been rained out tonight, and that is that. So we'll talk to you tomorrow on FresnoGrizzlies.com, and again around 6:35 with a 6:50 p.m. first pitch for Touch a Truck Night tomorrow. That's presented by Peterbilt, and also tomorrow, Friday night, fireworks presented by Toyota. Doug Greenwald saying so long from Chicchansey Park.